today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
You're not your own. Have you ever heard people say, "I can do what I want to do"? Maybe you've heard people say, "I'm my own man. No one tells me what to do." I have listened to many say, while speaking to others, "You don't own me." I've heard people say, "I don't belong to you. I'll do me and you do you." I'm sure you've heard people say, or maybe you've said this yourself, "This is my body. I can do what I want to do with it." Many people say they have the right to do what they want to do with their bodies. Although we think this is freedom, we are really enslaved by our own desires. When you become a believer, the Holy Spirit comes to live in you. Therefore, we no longer own our bodies. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20, Paul shares these words with us. "What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Since we have been bought with the price of Christ's blood, we are no longer governed by our own desires which enslaved us. There was a time when we were dead in our trespasses and sin, enslaved by our sinful desires to lie, to be greedy, to be abusers, to be drunkards, to be covetous, adulterers, haters, gossipers, and many other things that do not please God. But now, we are the temple of the living God. He lives in us. Wherever you go, you take him with you. Think of some of the places you've taken him. Do you think he wanted to be there or part of what was going on there? This is real talk. You and I both have to consider our ways. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. Think about it this way. Everything you have ever purchased belongs to you because you pay for it with your money. Well, God thought very highly of the valuables he purchased, you and I. He wanted us so much, he didn't use money. He gave his life to close the deal. He signed in blood, not ink. You mean a lot to him. You are beyond precious. Words can't describe how much he loves you, so he cashed out and gave his life. Since you have been bought with a price, you could think about it this way. If you lived in a building owned by someone else, you try not to violate the building's rules. Because your body belongs to God, you must not violate his standard of living. Remember, he owns the building. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.